At this point, I'm kind of regretting ever starting the cold open.
Yeah, because it sucks when you can't think of one.
Yeah. I mean, most oftentimes the cold open's supposed to have nothing to do with the episode.
Right.
And so this week I can't think of anything.
Is that a problem?
I wouldn't, most weeks we don't even think of it, it just happens.
Yeah, the magic ensues.
And this week I think you're just not involved. I don't think you're committing to the moment.
I'm not.
Yeah. And thus it's just me committing and no cold open.
Right.
What can we do about that?
Start the show.
Start, oh no, I was gonna say, why don't you sing us a song?
About what?
It's a good point. Let's just start the show. And welcome to episode 130 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany, and with me, as always, is
Adam, Vancouver, British Columbia.
As always, Adam, what is going on?
Stuff.
Just tell us
Canada
stuff.
Day. It's going to be Canada Day this weekend.
It is Canada Day. That's
Yeah,
a great.
not today, but it's going to be. By the time this is posted, Canada Day will be happening.
No, this will be posted on Canada Day. That's a good
Yeah,
point.
so.
You know,
Yeah.
I meant to make a note of that, but this week has just been the craziest week for me, where it's just one thing to the next.
Right.
You know, those weeks where it's just like you have no time to even blink.
I've had one of those.
Yeah, those are no fun. It's okay because it's staying. I'm not going to complain about it. That's all I'm saying.
Is there
Point.
going to be a Canada flag or a maple leaf or something for the album art this week?
Yeah. Even though this has nothing to do with Canada Day, we're going to make this, we're just going to call it Canada Day.
We're gonna try to randomly insert famous Canadiana somewhere throughout the show. You didn't know this, but that I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna just drop Canadian names, things like beavers, maple syrup.
Right. Well,
Yeah.
don't give it away now.
No, but just so look for that.
Right. Okay, but
Or
it's going to be,
listen for that. How about
yeah,
listen for
it's
that?
going to be all, what do you call it when it's
Subliminal? Subliminal?
subliminal.
Yeah.
So it's going to be all of a sudden, you know, like we'll be talking about Wayne Gretzky, and then,
Moose.
huh?
Moose.
Moose. Mark Messier, you mean?
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's all going to be Rush and hockey players. Occasionally, Alan Thicke. Alan Thicke will make an
That's right.
appearance. He actually might come on the show.
Great.
Yeah, I heard he's traveling around Germany, so we'll probably get him on, get Alan Thicke on the show. That would be awesome.
That would be
And
awesome.
random. Alan Thicke.
Yeah,
So, Alan.
I liked Growing Pains.
First off, Alan, good name.
Yeah, oh
S
yeah.
second, where do you dye your hair with? Yeah. Pretty sure he's dying.
Probably.
His hair.
Right.
Yeah, okay. So, and Mario Lemieux. That's it. That's all I can think of for
I
hockey
as
for
Celine Dion.
Celine Dion, right.
Yeah.
So this is just music and hockey players we're gonna or
As in
Justin
Bobby.
Morneau. Justin Morneau.
Oh, that's Bobby
MVP.
Orr.
Bobby Orr.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we may have exhausted this premise.
Okay.
Let's
Don
move
Cherry.
on. Amazon.ca.
Okay, what about that?
Well, .ca, that's the Canadian version.
Oh.
Amazon. Keep buying your stuff on Amazon through us.
Great.
That's the but at this point people know what how that works and we appreciate it. We even had a post. Someone you must have seen it.
No.
Yertle the Turtle buys his stuff on our site.
Oh, I saw that. That was
Yes.
awesome.
Yes. I don't it wasn't Yertle, but I don't have it in front of me.
No, it was good though. I really appreciated that.
Yeah, what was his name?
I have no idea.
Oh, now I feel bad because I even shared the link. I didn't know you could share things on Facebook. That's how naive I am. But like I actually clicked on, "Oh, hey, look, you can share it." Which I don't know what the difference is between liking and sharing.
Right.
But I
They
shared it.
kind of work the same, don't they?
Yeah, like I said, I don't know.
Yeah.
I have no clue. I'm just going to try to find what Yertle's actual name is. You don't know offhand? Oh, here we go. His name is Marty.
Marty the Turtle?
Marty the Turtle.
Yeah.
And it was posted by Darren, who I'm assuming his nickname is DMT. Darren.
Oh, okay.
That's what I would go with. So, if your friends are looking to give you a nickname, DMT, that's something I'd go with.
Okay.
So, yeah, there you go. So, thanks a lot for that. We much appreciate it. And keep up the good work, everybody. There's that.
As in buying stuff being the good work.
Buying stuff being the good
right.
work, yeah.
Right.
And okay. then last week, I said that I bought flash cables and chickpeas.
Right.
And people thought I was joking about the chickpeas. But I wasn't. I actually bought chickpeas on Amazon.
They come like dried chickpeas? Like how does that happen?
Cans.
Canned chickpeas. Really? You just get cans delivered via the mail like that?
Yes.
And the shipping doesn't cost you more than going to the grocery store?
The shipping is zero.
Really?
Yes.
On cans? Like how many cans?
Yeah. Oh, just the one. I'm environmentally sensitive. Yeah. So it's huge, though. It's one big can. So it's like if you have like 30
people.
It's like a
keg. It's like a keg of
chickpeas. Yeah. We tap it, too. You ever seen me do a chickpea stand? That is a new frat house thing. No. It's like I decided to get it. Because the truth is we eat a lot of chickpeas. I happen to like chickpeas. My wife's vegetarian. And so chickpeas are awesome.
Right.
Big fan. So we eat them all the time. And, they were considerably cheaper online, but because it's something that we have a lot of, we can just, put the cans downstairs. I think you understand the idea of a pantry.
Yes, it's like Costco. But
should I explain how a pantry works? See, Adam, you don't have to buy the food the same day you eat it.
Right.
Yeah. So I thought, I'll give it a try. And because I decided for 1 year I'm going to try out this Amazon Prime membership.
Okay.
Do you know what that is? This isn't even an ad. I don't think they pay us to say this.
Okay, you're going to tell me now, though, right?
Yeah, $29 for the year, you get free shipping. It's like free next day shipping on almost everything.
Oh, wow.
There's a few things that don't qualify. Like, I actually had to pay shipping on my flash cables. Like, there's a few people who don't participate. I don't know how many people that is, but it tells you online if it counts or not. And, most everything you can get is free shipping next day.
Okay.
$29. So I figured if you get three or four things shipped or whatever, it probably adds up. So give it a try. And it's awesome.
Okay.
So cans are free shipping. So
Amazon Prime and then buy all your stuff through the two hosers. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. I think you could just set it up to do one click where you basically just click on something and boom, it shows up at your door the next day without any more info.
That's awesome.
And if you can use someone else's credit card, I recommend that. Yeah. I mean, no, I don't really recommend that. Let me walk that back a little bit. I'm not suggesting interstate theft.
Right.
As you can tell, I've never been a cop.
Right.
So I don't know what the what that's actually called.
But you're inviting me over for chickpea shooter night.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely, we'll have that. Now, to be clear, we do keep dried chickpeas in the house as well,
right?
For different things. That's for
salads, right? Good for a salad.
I would use canned chickpeas in that situation.
Okay, you wouldn't just toss the dry ones on the salad?
No, that's crunchy and that's going to hurt your belly.
Okay.
Yeah. No, we tend to soak them overnight and then make our own falafel.
Okay. All right. Now you're talking.
Yeah. Turns out if you go, and you can probably do this where you are. I don't know. I'm sure they're as popular as they are in Germany, but you can get these old meat grinders for like at a garage sale for like $3 or $4, and the ones that bolt onto your countertop, and then if you instead run chickpeas through there, you can make your own falafel.
Wow!
So there you go.
We're gonna have to go to some garage sales.
I would keep my eye out for that that. So with that, I was going to reveal my curry chickpea recipe, but A, we're out of time, and B, I don't know if anybody actually wants to know how I make curry chickpeas.
I'm going to speak for the audience and say no.
No, I think you're probably right. But if anybody does, drop us a note on Facebook and I'll talk about it next week. So that's how we're going to do this. It's going to be go to the crowd. If no one wants it, then hey, let's not waste everybody's time like we have thus far. Did you shoot anything? Oh, hey, Marquardt played our congratulations on his show this week.
Great.
Yep, someone sent that, one of our listeners, Sean, shared that with us and said that we're famous now.
Awesome.
I've been on the show 4 times, so
it's not your first rodeo.
So I think it's you who's famous now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm super, super thrilled to have been on there.
Do you feel different?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. You look taller. A little more substantial.
Okay. Mm.
So there's that. Did you shoot anything interesting this week?
I shot some ballet photos of my daughter and a couple of her little ballet friends.
Okay, so no.
No, it was interesting.
I'm just joking. Different. Of course it's interesting. I like to see them.
So I just shot some white background stuff because they missed photo day. Her dance studio decided to have photo day on Father's Day. And we had Father's Day plans, so we didn't attend. So there's a couple other girls that didn't attend as well. And we thought, oh, this is a perfect opportunity to get them some dance photos. So they wore their little dance outfits.
Hang on, this sounds like a perfect opportunity for you to become the new paid photographer for the dance studio.
No, I kind of wanted to do it for them, and I just wanted to try it out. I didn't want to go down this road. I just wanted to, you know, do some nice photos, and it was fun. I shot white background, and we just kind of basically they're really cooperative. They were really into it, so got some nice photos for the kids, and it was nice. Sarah probably didn't participate in as many as the other two because she's more used to it. This is kind of a normal routine at our house. So the other girls were really into it. And yeah, we took a bunch of photos and everybody was happy with the results. And it was nice because really wasn't much post-processing work at all. I pretty much gave everybody stuff that was straight out of camera and that was it.
Good.
So
that's the goal, man. Now at this point, do you even take your white background down?
Yes.
Or just leave it up in your living room.
No, I don't leave it up. It's a little bit cumbersome for that. Yeah. So, yeah, it's not hard to put up and take down. But what's difficult is it requires enough room that I have to move all the furniture out of the way. So rearranging the living room in order to position it, that's the bit of the pain in the rear end.
I think you need to design something like, you know, like in school when you had like a film, they'd show you a film, they just pull the screen down from the ceiling.
Yeah, that's, you know what? That's exactly what I need.
Yeah. Or just paint the wall white, I think.
Yeah, there's that too.
That's what
I like. I do like the seamless though. Like in something for like these ballet pictures, it just wouldn't work the same because I really wanted them, you know, I got them sitting and I got them.
I want to see the feet.
Yeah, I want to see the feet exactly. So I shot everything with a 50mm and I really wanted to see the feet. And yeah, I was happy with the results and so was everybody else. So there you go. And the one thing is shooting with speed lights in this sort of setup, and that's all you do too, right? You don't do any continuous lighting, do you?
No.
And shooting with speed lights in the white background is, I mean, it might look perfect on your LCD, but it isn't always exactly what you see on your LCD when you upload the images. And so you do see some gradient that you couldn't see on the LCD. And so, I mean, if I wanted to make it perfect, I could post-process, but I just kind of cropped some of the edges and I was fine with the grading because I thought, again, I was happy with the images, so I just let it be.
Yeah, yeah, sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
And there's a certain realism to that, which, realism's not the right word, but it doesn't look Photoshopped.
Right.
Sometimes when you do perfect white, it can look Photoshopped even though it's not, which is kind of weird, but I still try to get perfect though.
Yeah.
I actually shot some white ones myself this week.
You did some white ones as well?
Yeah, I had a job shooting some family portraits in Stuttgart.
Okay.
For some people who wanted, they're American, so they wanted shots basically showing where they lived in Germany, right?
Yeah.
So more environmental portraits. So that was the plan to go around and around the town and just shoot some in location stuff, but the weather did not cooperate.
What'd you do?
Well, normally, like it was for the while, it was just overcast, like really, really overcast. Like I had to shoot at ISO 640 outside in the daytime, which was dark. which makes it difficult to get nice sort of environmental portraits. Like the, if they're going to hang them on their wall back in the States, they don't want some cloudy mess, right?
Yeah.
They kind of want nice bright sun. So we didn't have that. So ultimately, I had to fake the sunset at one point. A couple points, a couple different setups. I basically just threw a full CTO on my flash, bare flash, and just fired it off at full power into them.
Okay.
And tried to frame it up so we didn't see too much background, because obviously you're not going to light the background with that light as well.
Right.
And so you kind of, you know, blur that out and just give the idea that we're in Germany and make it look like the sun is setting.
Okay.
Which it did. We I had a few of them that ended up looking a lot like a sunset. So I think they were very happy. And then once the rain really opened up, we moved inside and shot white background stuff.
Okay.
Which was just on their wall. Basically a tight area, but I managed to get three speed lights in there. Two on the background, one in the umbrella.
Yeah.
And just shot a bunch of white background stuff, which I like, because when you have a kid involved, they had a young kid who was awesome, but you know, you have a limited time frame and
right,
best to not have too many distractions. So the white wall did not distract him too much.
Perfect.
But his big thing is that's what I recommend when you're shooting with kids is, first off, let him, when you have remote flashes, let him fire the flash.
Okay.
Like you have a test button on your remote, right?
Yeah.
Get the kid to push that and show him, hey, watch what happens when you push this button, and boom, the light goes off. They love it. And then I do this little move where I actually put it in my pocket, and then I pretend to, I point at the light, but then with my other hand, trigger it.
Yeah.
So he loves when I point at the light and it goes off, and he does it, and I trigger it when he does it, and it turns into this whole thing.
It's like magic.
Can you do it with your feet? That's the other thing. And so he kicks his feet and does it.
And he was 14?
You know, he was 19. Yeah, he was 19. He was really didn't understand the whole concept. No, he was 3. But that was it. He was into it. Like he at one point didn't want to be in the pictures anymore. Just wanted to go and take the pictures.
Right.
But he was yelling mommy and daddy cheese and then firing the flash, so it did engage him quite well. So I do recommend that you do that.
All right, a little magic trick.
Yeah, that's the move. That, and then I had a big video job this week. Nothing to talk about other than the fact that I do work.
Awesome.
Yeah. So it was actually a pretty stressful day when you're doing audio and video all at once, and everything's battery powered, and you're trying to juggle, you know, manage your memory cards and how much is going to go on this one and how much is going to go on this one, and your battery's out, and it's a lot of stress.
And did you shoot that on the 5D Mark II?
I did.
So basically, that is your primary video camera now?
It is now, yeah. It is. I mean, the results are fantastic. And in terms of ergonomics for run and gun shooting, not that good.
Right.
But the results are so good that I would rather work hard and get the good results than worry about shooting with a more pleasant camera.
Right.
So is that the best way to put it? I think we get the idea.
Sure. Yeah.
So it is a lot of sweating internally. Is that how it works? Is that how sweat works? In my head, I mean.
It usually moves externally.
Yeah. That's like, I'm not a doctor. So yeah, that's why this week has been crazy. A lot of stuff at once. But here we are. Exivoku from last week. I shot the one on the creek.
Yeah.
And that was at 1/1250th of a second.
Right.
And then yours was you changing the tire. That was at 1/500th. I don't know what Don's was.
I don't know either.
Yeah. So there's that. I should also acknowledge that people seem to like yours better.
Than yours?
Yeah.
Wow, that's rack one up, another one up for me.
Oh, no, I meant they were wrong. Yeah.
So okay.
There's that. Sorry, guys. Sorry, you're wrong. No, I don't know. I have no clue. But we'll put this one down for you anyways. Okay, this week's challenge photo.
Yeah.
We did found light. Now, why found light?
I'm not sure you posed that challenge.
Yes, I did. I shot a couple. I ended up finding some good light last week and shot a few pictures that I had posted. I think I posted one of them of my wife and daughter smiling.
Yes.
That looked lit. And it was a really pleasing lighting situation, but it was something I just happened to stumble across and jumped into. So I thought, hey, let's make an episode about that. So this week we decided to do found light. Let's do who goes first, me or you?
Your call.
Okay. Let's do mine first.
Okay.
Okay. So here's I had actually shot a few different ones. A few different ones prior to this one I shot a couple nights ago.
Okay.
So I had a few good examples, but then this light, I came home from work the other day to this sunset. And it was a situation of I ran in the door, told my wife, hey, throw on a white t-shirt, we're going to run downstairs and snap this photo because the light is just fantastic. I love what's going on here. And we have about 60 seconds to do that because sun's setting, clouds are going to move in. But we did. We ran down with the tripod and jumped in, and this is what we got.
Okay.
Now, I wasn't going to use it. The reason I wasn't going to use this one is because I didn't want to distract from the actual photographic process. Like what I'm trying to say is that obviously I'm very, very good looking, and naturally the photo becomes about how very, very good looking I am instead of the light.
Right.
But then I figured, oh, Adam's a professional. He can look past that and judge us based on the photographic merits.
Here's my problem with the photo.
Uh-huh.
It's too similar to your one last week.
Yes, it is, actually. I thought of that.
Like, when I looked at it, I did a double take, and I was honestly like, is he kidding? Like, the composition is very similar. The greens are very similar.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's just you got to do a side-by-side of that photo because they're way too similar.
But other than
that, I actually like this photo much better than the other one.
This one is a better lighting setup. Like, this was the last week was more about the moment and what was going on, and I didn't this was more about fortuitous lighting.
Right. And I get that. But my only critique of the photo, because I do really like this photo, mm-hmm. is your arm up and the placement. And it just to me, it doesn't seem to add anything. And if anything, it sort of distracts from where it's coming across Lena's face and her and your other arm across her shoulder. I don't know. It just gets a little muddled there. I wish your arm was not up and pointing.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm holding my knuckles up and they say thug life. Now does it make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, now it makes perfect sense.
No, so that's you're absolutely right.
My only criticism.
This is a situation of, first of all, taking a self-portrait. If I was getting somebody else to be in the picture, it would be different. I would be able to direct that better.
Yeah.
And plus, this was a one-er. We had one shot at this. And this was it. Like, so basically I got the exposure dialed in, put on the timer, ran across the yard and jumped in, and that was it. And then the cloud was gone because I actually was going to do another one.
Yeah. And I'm no expert when it comes to posing people either.
Mm.
But when you're reaching up like that, your shoulder ends up right around your ear on that right side, and it mm-hmm. makes you look like Frankenstein.
I thought Popeye.
A good-looking Frankenstein.
Yeah, right. Not Frankenstein's monster. Like, you mean the doctor or the monster?
The monster.
Okay. To be specific. Yeah, right. It was De Niro. It's all right. I hear you. No, I pose-wise, you get no argument from me.
Okay.
But and in terms of similar to last week, it was taken the same time of day, same city. So there is the whole green aspect of it. What I liked was the slash of light that comes through here and doesn't light up the background. Like, we have the immediate background. The foreground is essentially flagged by a giant tree or a building. So you can see that the roses in the front that aren't as well lit.
Yeah, and which I really like that part of the photo.
And then we have the trees in the back that are also not lit. You can see the sky peeking through, but the trees are dark. And so just with the foreground, middle ground, background, it's all lit differently. I like this lighting setup.
Yeah. Oh, so it's
what,
nice.
What you're saying is I should shoot other people there.
Yes. Or like, perhaps just put your arm down.
Or put my arm down. Yeah, yeah. That's a good point. I wanted to bring something interesting to it as opposed to, just look, they're both wearing t-shirts on the bench. But now it's just distracting. So point taken.
Okay.
I'm writing that down. Okay. Adam's shot. Love it. Now, this is, tell me what's going on here.
This was my daughter pretending to be a dancing cheesy, she said. So anyways, what I noticed was looking for found light. This was a week where we got nothing but overcast and rain all week.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't get the sunsets or the clear light paths like you got there. So I had to deal with overcast. But one day I saw in our living room, just kind of late afternoon, how the overcast kind of soft light was coming through the window in our living room and just kind of lighting up in a very much a gradient, kind of a circle on the floor in between the couches. And the gradient was created because there's shadow from the couches, and above the couch where the light comes in, it hits the middle of the floor. And I thought, oh, that's kind of nice. How can I use that as a background? And so then I just got up on top of a chair and shot straight down on my daughter, and then she was doing her little dance routine. So unrelated, I just asked her if she would look up at me while she was doing that, and then used the light that was coming in through the window to both create the catch lights in her eyes, mm-hmm. and also create the background, which just, you know, I really went out of focus with it, just so you could sort of see that light and create sort of a neat kind of different looking background than I would usually get. So very woody looking background. And it's shot with a, I don't know, should I say the lens, or is that going to be used in Exifoku?
That's the Exifoku stuff.
Okay, so I won't say that, but I shot it, obviously you can see, on a very wide aperture,
right?
To create such a, only really her eyes are in focus.
Uh-huh. I put it this way, the reason that we're going to use the lens for the Exifoku is because I guessed wrong.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all I'm going to say about that. And so now here in this situation, her putting her arms up, all of a sudden it's cool when your daughter does it.
Right.
But if I put my arms up, not so much.
Yeah, I think this adds something to the photo, though, in this case. In my opinion, just the hands up there just really added. I had one picture with her arms down, and the photo didn't really do anything for me, mm-hmm. so it got deleted.
No, you're right. This the arms up is actually very good here. I'm just teasing. However... Yes, right. So you did not light this at all?
Zero. No, that's just the window light.
See, I think I that's what I thought. And I think this is actually one of the best pictures you've taken in a long time.
Well, I liked it and I appreciate that feedback, but right away when I saw it, I put it as the desktop wallpaper on my computer because I liked it that much. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, this is fantastic. It's a lot going on here. I mean, just the lighting in general, the catch light in her eyes, the expression on her face, all around. This is a great example of found light.
Well, there you go.
So there you go. Not much more I can say about that. I mean, anything else would be nitpicking, and that's not helping.
Right.
So
no need for that.
Exifoku this week. Although it's too similar to my shot last week. So
right.
I don't know what you're thinking of. Exifoku, we both shot full frame. First of all,
right.
Mine of, is that true? Okay, yeah. My wife and I was shot at ISO 640 at an F4 at 1/320th of a second, and we're looking for the focal length. Adams was shot at ISO 800, F2.5, a shutter speed of 1/100th. And so what was his focal length? That's what we're looking for this week. And like I said, I guessed wrong. I thought for sure it was one lens. It was not.
Okay.
There you go. This week's topic, Canada Day.
Yes.
So
Brian Adams.
We want to know what camera is Paul Schaefer's favorite. So
I don't know.
Yeah,
that's a tough one. I'm gonna Google that in a minute.
We're gonna Google that while we talk about the War of 1812. And some pemmican. That's what we do.
Sir John A. Macdonald.
Sir John A. Macdonald. Yeah, we get him. Wilfrid Laurier. The names, they're not going to stop here. Right now, Wikipedia is going crazy. People are like, I need to know who these people are.
Yeah.
You don't.
No.
It's not important. Anybody else?
Steve Nash.
Steve Nash. He's in the news right now. So people know him.
Yeah.
So there you go. No, we're talking about found light this week. So what is found light? I'm not even sure if that's even a phrase. Maybe we just invented it.
Okay.
So that's what
I'm not sure what it is. It's light that you didn't go out and plan to use?
Possibly.
Or maybe you did plan to use it.
Yes. Well, you're going to plan. You're probably not. If you're listening to this, you probably haven't planned to use it, but now you're going to plan to use it.
Okay.
That's the idea. Found light is essentially available light. And nothing cute like, hey, you know, my flash is available to me, which I agree with. This isn't about, oh, yeah, you can only be an available light photographer. However, keep your eye out for available light. That's what we're saying here.
Right.
The end. Drive safe.
Okay. Everybody have a good night.
No, found light is basically when you're walking along and you see a situation of, holy cow, like the lighting here is just perfect. Like, I wish I had my camera or... Whatever's going on here with this available light, this would make a perfect lighting setup, kind of like what you shot with your daughter, or for my sunset photo. It's like, wow, this is really everything's coming together for this brief moment. Let's jump in here.
And so then, do you take out a piece of paper and write it down, or
sometimes if I don't have my camera, but. To back it up a little bit, though, when you ever go out on a job, or even a small job, or just forget it, not even a job, just when you're going to go shoot some photos for somebody,
yeah,
do you feel the need to light it?
Often,
I think almost always for me.
Yeah.
Even now,
well, I could see in the it being paid scenario. Yes, I would feel like not necessarily for every shot, but I would need to light some shots.
That's the thing is, and why is that? I mean, I feel the same way, where I think
because they're paying.
And
there's an expectation. I think there's a built-in expectation that if you only have your camera out, to those that maybe don't know, they're going to think that you're either, putting in a greater effort or turning out something that's more professional just by your use of all those photography extras that the average person doesn't have the privilege of using.
I think you're absolutely right. And it's absolutely wrong.
No, I agree, but it's perception.
It is perception, and perception does become reality. But I used to feel really obligated to light everything, and so I would feel guilty if I only used available light.
Right.
Like I wasn't doing anything, and like you said, anybody can take that. You can take that with your iPhone.
Right.
But that's not the case, though. Like, consider the whole idea of putting yourself into a good light situation. Like, there is a certain skill for being in the right place at the right time.
Right.
And that's something that we're going to look for now. So, just in general, I want people to sort of look for lighting situations. Or, no, that's not accurate, because I don't look for them, but I'm aware of them. Because if you just sit and look for them, you're probably going to end up driving yourself insane. If that's all you do all day, is just look for lighting situations.
But I do think that sort of most people at this stage, if they're listening to our podcast, notice good light.
I would think so. So you want to be aware of it. When it happens. Now, the reason I thought about this topic is because, like I said, last week I shot some photos of my wife and daughter. The only reason we shot, I wasn't planning on shooting, but I walked outside, and all of a sudden there was just this great light just happening, which was going to happen for about 4 minutes. That's the entire window I had before the sun moved. But what was happening was, it was essentially the sun was shining. It was earlier in the morning, like 10 o'clock. The sun was coming in at a certain angle and hitting a wall that was painted orange.
Right.
And what that was doing was basically bouncing into this darkened area, like a stairwell, that was now creating this window light effect, but because it was taking on the characteristics of the orange wall, was this sort of like a CTO filter. So it was all this nice warm sunset light coming in, even though it wasn't sunset.
You know, I think there's a tip in there somewhere.
What's that?
Like, paint your walls orange next to windows.
Well, this was an exterior wall.
Oh, okay. But no, I'm just saying, hey, I'm going to just paint my living room orange.
My living room in Vancouver was orange.
Yeah.
You knew that. You've been there, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And that's the thing, is I'd never painted it. The people who lived there before me painted it, and I thought, oh, my God, who would paint it orange? And then after the first day, I liked it so much that we painted our living room orange here when I moved to Germany.
Really? I didn't know you did that.
Yeah. Yeah. The only problem is I'm colorblind. And so what I thought orange would look like on my wall in Canada, I picked a different orange here. So whereas in Canada, it was kind of like a subdued peach.
Right.
Here, it was like jack-o'-lantern, punch you in the face, orange. So that was a horrible error.
Right.
So next time I wouldn't do that. But okay. Yeah, I happen to like it. It's a very cheery color, the end. Now, the building in question, it's orange-ish. It's a different kind of orangish color, but it provides this great bounce light.
Right.
So that's something I look for. I think I was taking the garbage out and saw how well lit the garbage was and thought, okay, I'm going to go grab our daughter, come outside, sit here and laugh. 60 seconds, start to finish. Done.
That's the beauty of not lighting it.
Correct. So what kind of stuff are we going to look for? If you're out there and let's say you are going to look for found light, what sort of things do you look for? I'll give you a hint. The first word starts with an I.
Interesting.
Blam. It's like we have this sort of synergy going on here.
No, I mean, that's my first thought was I just look for stuff that's different, out of the ordinary, not what you'd necessarily expect to see. Because, I don't know, when you're taking a picture, you're trying to sort of make it striking, like, you know, grab someone's attention.
Sometimes. Striking, that's a great word for it. Yeah. Striking. Yeah.
That's all I got.
Okay. I'm done. That's exactly, but striking is the best way to put it. You want to look for something that's just going to really grab you and hopefully complement the photo instead of become the photo. But sometimes it is the photo. Sometimes great light is the photo. I look for situations that are contrasty.
Right.
But not too much. Like, I want my camera to be able to handle it without having to bounce light or bring in a flash or anything like that. Like nothing wrong with supplementing the light. But generally, I like to find situations where I can just shoot and that's the end.
Yeah.
So look for something contrasty, but not too much. And that means, you know, different times of the day are going to not be your friend. Middle of the day is going to be tough.
Magic now, hour.
You went with the best example. Your photo this week was the best example of found light.
Why so?
Starts with a W.
Window light.
Window light is the greatest invention since, I don't know, good things. We're invent printing press?
Sure.
Okay. Window light is the champ. This is going to give you the best results consistently. It's just, we had a whole episode dedicated just to window light. But it gives you such control, blah, blah, blah. Listen back if you want to. I'm not going to repeat everything on that.
Yeah, window light is awesome.
Put your back to the window and get your subject, you know, move your subject in close or a little further back, whatever you want to do. Wonderful control. So that's something to start with right off the bat. Something else.
And you know what? It's funny because I watch people take photos. I'm sure you do as well. And it seems so obvious to us that, you know, you wouldn't position their back and shoot directly with their back against the window. But I see that over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. And you know what their photos are going to look like. Like they're going to see nothing but white behind them and their faces are going to be completely underexposed.
Correct.
The camera just can't figure that scenario out properly.
No, and nor should it. I mean, it's very, very difficult. But when you get in the window light scenario, you get such a great wraparound. Like, there's so many good things happening near the window.
Do you grab people and shake them when you see them doing that?
No, yeah. I don't. I just hand them a card.
I just turn and walk away.
Oh, yeah, that's the way. Yeah, I just say, hey, he's got his lens hood on backwards. What are you gonna do? Yeah. I fully expected that. I've had people basically look at some of the photos I've taken and say, wow, I wish I could do that. And I try to tell them, you can do this. This is a snapshot. This is not lit. That's not the situation at all. Okay. Now, the thing about found light is these are situations that look like you've lit them.
Right.
That's not true. The situations that you're trying to duplicate later on by lighting. If you're going to light something, you want it to look like this, but you're not going to do as well, probably, unless you have a big budget. So that's something that we're trying to do. Now, something else I like to look for when I'm walking around town or wherever it is reflected light.
Okay.
Okay. Now, not just like what I described in the picture of my wife and daughter, but all kinds off of windows, because if you get nice reflected light off of, you know, different kind of windows at different times of the day, it can provide great lighting setups. Windows, walls, maybe a combination of the two.
Okay.
Sometimes I wrote down nature, but I kind of meant man-made nature. Sometimes you can find just fantastic, like, cross-lit scenarios just in man-made nature.
Water.
Yeah, absolutely. Water can.
You get great reflections off the water.
Yes. So that's something else to think about, you know, or off your floor. You got good reflections.
Yeah.
You know, so all of a sudden we got light filling in. So that's something I look for. Now, those are the kind of situations where those are generally better early in the morning, late in the day.
Right.
Because now you might have the sun lighting your subject from one angle and then a reflection from a window filling in, or the opposite. You know, maybe one's a backlight, one becomes a key light. But if you're walking around downtown in Vancouver, these situations present themselves quite often because of all the you know, all the glass skyscrapers.
Right.
Skyscrapers. They're not skyscrapers, are they?
I don't know. I knew what you meant.
Okay. They're just buildings.
Yeah.
Keep your eye out for natural cookies.
Okay.
Yes. And that's not some euphemism for cow poop. This is, I can't believe I said poop.
Yeah.
Even my daughter doesn't say that anymore.
Right.
Tree leaves, for example, tree leaves cast a great shadow. And now they can break up a subject or a background.
Giant statues of dinosaurs.
Giant statues. That's the first thing I look for.
Yeah.
And if I don't find it, I'm like, hey, where do you guys keep your T-Rex? Where can a guy get a Brontosaurus around here?
Right.
Anything like that will create. How about the fountain in front of the planetarium in Vancouver? I bet you that casts a neat shadow.
Yeah.
You know, that big metal crab?
Yep.
Something like that. So interesting things like that. Now, tree leaves are great because not only can they create nice backgrounds, if you position your subject under it, you're going to get that kind of nice dappled look on their face as well. And that's interesting. That now you have a natural cookie in that regard. Sometimes light reflected off a building, like we discussed, will take on those characteristics. For instance, if it's, you know, a combination of like stone wall and windows, it's going to reflect different. And so it's going to have basically be reflected with cookies built in.
Built-in cookies.
Getting
hungry.
That'd be the greatest.
Yeah.
You know, and again, light coming in through your window is going to can often create a cookie. If you have the blinds, you can manipulate the blinds or the window pane, something like that. If you're in Vancouver, you're downtown, go check out the Marine Building at a certain time of day, later in the evening, because the light reflects off the building across the street, comes in and hits the Marine Building entrance, and it's fantastic.
Old metal sheds. Anybody who's got a metal shed.
Well, we could go on.
Yeah.
One of the things to look for with window light, to back that up, back up there, is I like it in situations where you can get window light that is basically soft on your subject and yet hard across the background.
Okay.
Now, that's a little tricky to do sometimes. That's when there's a certain... When the light's come kind of blasting in through part of the window, but yet not hitting directly on the other part. Is that, right. Is that a technical term? But if you can position your subjects so they're getting that ambient light, that sort of soft light on them, and then getting a nice cookie on the background, you're golden. And then that happens, I get that fairly often.
Okay.
So that's something to look for. Colored light. Mixed light, especially mixed colored light. If you're getting reflections, like I said, at the Marine building, the glass on the building across the street has a kind of a bit of a, like a, I don't know, it's not orange, but it's not orange.
Okay.
It's kind of a tan sort of color. So you get this warm golden light simply because of the reflection. But if you're to mix that with light that's not being reflected, you're going to get that very blue. So you're going to find yourself in the whole blue-orange situation without even knowing it.
Okay.
So the important thing is when. When does this happen? Well, it could be at any time, depending on where you are. But you're likely to have more success early in the morning, later in the evening.
Right.
Okay. When you're walking along and you see this light and don't have your camera, what do?
I remember it.
You do remember it. Take a look at your watch if you have one and think about coming back. Think, hey, you know what? This is going to be a good setup. 3 days from now, I'll be ready for it. First of all, you have to make yourself available to notice it. Like I said right. earlier, I don't look for it, but I always notice it. There's that.
Awesome.
The other tip here, this one is the most important. Be ready to shoot at a moment's notice.
Okay.
Because oftentimes these found light situations do not last.
Right.
And so you want to be ready to jump on this. So what I do is I keep my camera next to my fire pole. And then we're set.
Yeah.
But no, in reality, what I actually do is there is always a fresh card in my camera. Ready to go. I don't have to mess around with it. I can just pick it up and shoot.
Right.
Battery is at least, you know, hopefully 3/4 charge. I don't keep a dead battery in there.
Me either.
I keep an appropriate lens on when I put my camera away. Meaning I have something in the middle of the road. I don't have, you know, something specific. Like I wouldn't keep a macro lens on there if I'm going to want to run out and shoot a portrait shot.
Right.
Maybe I am going to shoot with the 100mm macro, but that's nitpicking. Plus, I don't have one. However, I generally keep my 50 or my 85 on my camera at all times when it's not being used. Just to run back and grab it, I can make a picture with that.
Right.
For that reason. And the biggest takeaway, Adam, biggest tip.
Okay.
Don't be ashamed of doing it. Not everybody can do it.
Do what?
Take these kinds of good-looking pictures.
Don't be ashamed to do it?
Don't be ashamed. Like we said earlier, if you feel obliged to get your lights out because you're being paid, even though you're going to get better results with found light.
Right.
If it's there. If it's not there, you have no choice. Like the photo shoot I did this week, I would absolutely wanted to use found light. I wanted to use... In my mind, I had these great scenarios with the sun setting over the city and these wonderful images that just weren't going to happen. So out come the lights.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is if you can make it happen the other way, don't be ashamed. Because even though you think not everybody can do it, wait. Yeah. You think everybody can do it, not everybody can do it. There you go.
Okay. Okay. That's a good takeaway.
That's it. Found light. Write it down.
All right.
Challenge for next week. I have two I want you to choose from.
Okay. Go for it.
Do you have one?
No, but I have a new tool at my disposal for the weekend, so hopefully it'll fit into that.
Oh, okay, what is it?
Yeah, Dwayne Gervin lent me, he picked up on Craigslist one of these lens baby lenses.
Oh, you're lens babying now.
Yeah, so he sort of gave it out to me on a loan, and just thought I would try to make use of it for the photo challenge. Just something I've never tried or used, and I still haven't pulled it out. I just got it yesterday. So,
huh?
So will it fit into something I can use for that?
Oh, I think we can make it fit in. Okay. You can definitely shoot with it.
Okay,
it's a very distinct look, obviously.
Yes. Yeah, I've looked at some of the images that other people have posted with them, and they do have a very distinct look.
Okay, so my two options were something to do with white balance.
Or shoot a portrait of Mike Myers.
Or shoot... yes, at Tim Hortons. that's the... I don't like... never mind. It was white balance, or after I said that leaf tip, how to look for that sort of cookie dappled light on people's faces. I thought of that would be better.
How about, and this is totally going right off the rails, and I don't even know if it'll fit into the lens baby thing, but I just had this thought. How about a shot, an animal shot?
An animal shot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
People shoot pictures of their pets. I don't have a pet, but I'm going this weekend. Well, now that this is posted, I just came back this weekend from visiting my family on the island.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure we can get an animal shot somewhere over there. So.
Okay.
How about an animal?
Yep. If it just stacks into your deck, then...
Well, you've got like all sorts of animals wandering around where you live.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah, no, it's going to work out fine for me.
Yeah, so don't worry.
Next week, it'll be, hey, take a picture of someone named Schwartz. which P.S. won't be too hard for me to do here, but...
Right.
That's not true. It will be. Yeah, animals.
All right, animals or pets?
Well, animals in general.
Sure.
I don't have any pets. You don't have any pets.
Yeah, but it could be someone's pet.
Yeah. I have a pretty good idea what I'm going to shoot.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I'm in. Dialed in, and I won't even lens baby it. So there you go. All right, and we're working natural cookies and white balance into that as well.
Okay.
No. Spoil those. Amazon, reminder, buy your stuff on Amazon through us, and everybody wins.
Great.
And websites, that's what I wrote down, websites.
Do you SchwartzChronicles.com for me.
Oh, no, I meant what are your favorite websites?
Oh, these are also my favorite websites.
Yeah, coincidentally.
Yeah. Well, my wife, I think, now is off for the summer, so she will probably be a regular poster. She's kind of gotten away from it, but she assures me she's going to get back into the habit of making some regular posts. Mm-hmm. And Two Hosers Facebook, that's where I tend to put my pictures up.
That's where to look for. I saw the ballet ones.
Yeah, put a few of those up. So there you go. What about your stuff?
Look for my stuff at alanattridge.com. That sounded marble mouth. alanattridge.com. We'll put a link on the website. Or the two of us at twohosers.com, where you can find everything you want to know about all the things Adam just said. Google Plus, stuff like that.
Awesome.
iTunes. We can find us on iTunes. That's it, Adam.
Great.
Adam's already logged off.
Yeah.
That's it for this week. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.